You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we are sitting in the studio this evening with two return guests. These people are becoming regular guests, you know, like they had on The Tonight Show where Buddy Hackett was always on, or one of those people. If you're old like I am, you can remember those kind of situations. Well, these two lovely people are representing the Providence Singers, one of the premier singing groups in New England. And we have with us the artistic director, Andrew Clark. Once again, welcome, Andrew.
Great to be here, Mike.
Nice to have you back again. And Chris Houck, who is the marketing director. Chris, nice to hear and see you.
Good to see you too, Mike.
Thanks for being with us. We're going to do a little catch-up. You weren't here that long ago, actually, just a couple months back, and we talked about some exciting events. And Andrew, why don't you tell us how those went?
Sure. We've had a great season so far, been highlighted by the release of our very first commercial CD back in November, which has received some fantastic reviews from around the world. That CD is a recording of the cantata The Prairie, which sets a Carl Sandburg poem. By the great American composer Lucas Foss, who sadly passed away about a month after the CD was released. We've had some really fun concerts, including a program that celebrated numerous anniversaries of composers and poets and politicians, and we're looking forward to ending our season here in a few weeks with the Aurea Ensemble.
And that's going to be what date, Chris?
That's going to be June 6th in Providence and June 7th in Cranston.
Okay, and we'll give you a lot more specifics on that after we have a chance to listen to some music that Andrew has brought with him today. And this is the music we're going to be listening to today, Andrew, is who is actually performing on the CDs that you've brought?
Sure, there's a variety of performers that we've selected from both Europe and the United States. These are pieces that our audience will be able to hear on our upcoming concert.
Okay. So this first piece, why don't you tell us about that and what we're about to hear?
This first work is an a cappella Latin motet by the English Renaissance composer William Byrd. It's one of the most popular choral pieces of that era. This is the Ave Verum Corpus by William Byrd.
All right, we'll listen to that and be back with more.
Thank you.
right. You have us in the mood, but I think you're going to change gears on us a little bit with this next piece, right?
Just a bit, although our listeners may be thinking at various points in this next piece that they have just heard the same piece twice. It's interesting that the work we just heard, which is, of course, hundreds of years old, was used in this next piece, which is written by a fantastic composer, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer named Stephen Stuckey. This work is called Whispers. It sets a pretty well-known poem by Walt Whitman and was written for the fantastic San Francisco-based professional male vocal ensemble Chanticleer performing on this recording. The way the piece works is that the majority of the ensembles is singing new music to the Whitman text, while a smaller group of singers performing the William Byrd Ave Verum Corpus simultaneously in a different spot in the concert hall. And what results is this really haunting moment when old meets new and we hear the echoes of the voices past performed with music of today that really makes it seem timeless. And Stephen Stuckey is a fantastic composer, and we're thrilled to give what we believe is the Rhode Island premiere of this work, Whispers, written for Chanticleer.
All right. Sounds very intriguing. Let's listen to that.
Thank you.
Chris, I think we're going to need some information about when, where, and how to get tickets and things like that.
Let's see. On June 6th at 8 p.m., which is a Saturday, we're singing at St. Joseph's Church on the east side of Providence. And on June 7th, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., we're singing at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, which is right where 295 meet. So it's actually pretty convenient for people coming from north and south as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets, the easiest way to get them is online through ArtTix. There's a direct link right from our website. I'll give our website instead.
Okay.
Providencesingers.org.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Very easy to remember. And if you're a new audience member or you invite a new audience member, we would like you to take advantage of a new audience member discount.
All right.
$10 off the face price of a ticket.
Excellent. Excellent. And so is there a phone number if they have any other
there
questions?
There is. They can call 401-621-6123 for tickets and information.
Okay, great. Now, Andrew, I know this concert's going to bring something a little bit different than you're used to doing in the past. There's going to be a visual aspect to it, correct?
Well, I would say interdisciplinary. We're really excited about this program because it offers us our first opportunity to collaborate with the dynamic organization, the Aurea Ensemble. This is a Rhode Island-based collaborative group of performing artists that really seeks to investigate and explore the relationship between music and spoken word, prose and poetry and so forth. And they come up with these really imaginative, engaging concerts around artistic themes. In this case, our theme is taken from an Edgar Allan Poe poem, The Ecstasies Above, and we're going to be exploring the musical and poetic references to between the human and the heavenly. And the way that Aurea does this is they interface chamber music performances with spoken dialogue. So for the first time, they're going to be working not only with a string quartet, but with the Providence Singers, a large symphonic chorus. Chuck and Consuelo Sherba, two longtime outstanding professional musicians from the Rhode Island Philharmonic, well-known and beloved by our audiences, are two of the core members of this ensemble, along with actor Nigel Gore, who's been seen at Trinity Rep and many Shakespeare companies around the world, and Chris Turner, who's a multifaceted, really talented guy, known in part as a virtuoso on the harmonica. So he's been known to do some improvisation. So you really can expect the unexpected with this program, and also expect to be engaged and moved by some beautiful music and beautiful poetry. You're going to hear poems by Rilke, Goethe, Blake, Dickinson, Keats, D.H. Lawrence, music that sets Edgar Allan Poe and Walt Whitman. The centerpiece of the Aurea's instrumental offering in this program is going to be a fantastic string quartet by Felix Mendelssohn, the A minor string quartet, Opus 13, written when Mendelssohn was only 18 years old, which just drives me crazy. He's already written about 10 masterpieces by this point in his life. Mendelssohn's a wonderful composer to explore with this theme because there is a very sort of spiritual nature to his music, a wonderful bittersweetness and longing about the heavens and about transcendent things that never becomes too tragic or sad, but that really sort of lifts and transports the listener as this piece, first movement that we're about to hear, the Opus 13 String Quartet, demonstrates beautifully. And this is actually played by the Cleveland String Quartet in a recording that came out a while back.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Providence Singers.
Thank you.
People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're having a wonderful evening listening to music, which will be performed by the Providence Singers, just coming up on June 6th and 7th. And with Chris, tell us about one other thing that's happening on that weekend.
Well, on June 7th, after the concert in Cranston, we're having a post-concert reception with the Area Ensemble playing some music for us, and a champagne toast, and some delicious refreshments. And naturally, that's a nonprofit fundraising event to benefit mm-hmm. the Providence Singers' ongoing mission of music performance and education. So if anyone's interested in joining us for that, by all means.
And that's right in the same facility?
It would be, it's nearby.
Nearby, okay.
Nearby.
But a separate event that they can get more information online about.
Yes, absolutely. They can get that online, or they can call the Providence Singers office at 751-5700.
Okay, great. And that whatever proceeds come from that just help you maintain your programs, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And Andrew, let's go back to you for some more music now.
Sure.
And what else is coming up on the rotation here?
You know, one of the great benefits of being involved in a community of 120 enthusiastic and passionate volunteer choral singers is that you get a lot of great leads and recommendations for new repertoire. And one of our terrific altos, Jocelyn Burke, had been on leave away from the Providence area and was singing in a chorus at Dartmouth College, and found this next piece, which we have just fallen in love with. This is a work called There Will Be Rest. It's by a composer named Frank Ticelli, and it sets a poem by Sarah Teasdale, and it's actually a somewhat ironic and bittersweet in that this piece and poem is very comforting and hopeful, but unfortunately, only a short time after penning this poem, the poet Sarah Teasdale ended up taking her own life. So it's a poignant work, really beautiful, and in this recording, it's performed by a chamber choir from North Texas State University, fantastic college chorus conducted by Dr. Jerry McCoy.
There Will Be Rest.
Thank you.
You know, on your introduction to the last piece, you said you had one of the people of the 120 singers you had recommend something, and you really started to scare me a little bit, because I know that one of your singers, Ted Dorn, might have been shouting from the, you know, the crowd, "Sing Melancholy Baby." That hasn't happened to you yet, right?
It may have, but I probably blocked it out. Yeah. We love Ted, and he's meant so much to this community, and he does a great job with us in a variety of volunteer. You know, an organization like this isn't run on a robust, large professional staff. We depend on do so much, and Ted has actually become our stage manager extraordinaire, who gets everybody into shape, makes sure our ties aren't crooked and that our books are in the right hand, and it takes a village to pull off the mission and the performances that we present for the community, and he is an important part of that volunteer force that makes this possible.
Ted is a great guy, and I've had the privilege of knowing him for years, going back about 30 years ago when we first met, and a great singer, and glad to see that he's found a great home with you. Let's talk about this next piece.
Sure. You know, in presenting poetry and music, particularly, that speaks to this theme of heavenly mysticism, or when you think of the composers that exploited music for its ethereal aspects and its moments of inspiration. Certainly, Renaissance composers like Byrd, who we heard earlier, come to mind. You're also going to hear music on this program by the French composer Olivier Messiaen. We're going to be doing a piece for string chorus by Ludwig von Beethoven, a short German elegy written for one of Beethoven's friends. But no music about heaven, no concert about these heavenly themes could be possible without exploring the music of J.S. Bach. And throughout our concert, we're going to be inserting Bach chorales, which are so fun for the chorus to sing, and just miniature masterpieces. We're going to hear two very short Bach chorales right now.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break, and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Providence Singers.
Oh,
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and listening to some beautiful music provided by the Providence Singers and getting ready for their upcoming concert on June 6th and 7th. And we're talking with Andrew Clark, who is the Artistic Director, and Chris Houck, the Marketing Director. And Chris, I guess, let me throw this question to you. Andrew has mentioned that there's about 120 singers, and I would presume out of the 120 singers that every once in a while someone retires or moves away or whatever and can't be singing anymore, and therefore you might have an opening. Is that true?
Yes, we try to be as large as we can be while still sustaining artistic excellence. So we encourage anyone who's a dedicated singer, by all means, to get in touch with us about auditions.
Now, are auditions held at a certain time of year, or are they...
Is we're having a few of them on June 16th by appointment and at various points in the summer, I think mid-August.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And that information, I'm sure, is available on the website.
Exactly. And there's a link you can click that has a handy-dandy form that you can fill out with all the information we need from you to schedule an appointment.
Okay. And does the, maybe I assume something incorrectly, does the chorus stay at 120 or could it vary?
No, it can vary.
It's variable. We've actually, in a very slow and steady way, have been growing, but we're always looking for enthusiastic singers, and would encourage folks to check out the audition information on the website. And as music director, assure everybody that it is a painless process. We try to make it as easy and as positive of an experience as possible.
And is this done by you personally, or you have committee members?
It is. It is, actually. I meet individually with a singer. Sometimes they'll prepare a piece to sing for us. Other times we'll just sing through some scales and do a few ear exercises. And
okay. That sounds pretty harmless.
It's pretty harmless. Yeah,
and it's an opportunity to get to meet the famous Andrew Clark.
I suppose so.
That's the way to do that. Okay. Let's get back to some music and tell us what you brought for us next.
Well, we've already heard a work by the contemporary American composer Stephen Stuckey, who set Walt Whitman's Whispers of Heavenly Death poem that Chanticleer sang for us earlier in the program. It wouldn't be a Providence Singers program without exploring some of the great music of our time. We'll be performing a piece with the Aurea Ensemble String Quartet by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, who may be one of the most popular choral composers working in the world today. And we're also really thrilled to bring the Rhode Island premiere of a piece called The Ecstasies Above. It's by a young British composer named Tarek O'Regan. Tarek now splits time between Cambridge, England, and New York City. Set a poem by Edgar Allan Poe, and most of us No, or at least I just recently learned that Poe did spend some time here in Rhode Island on the east side.
Right.
And this work and this recording was recently nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. So the piece we're about to hear received 2 Grammy nominations in 2 different categories this particular year. This is the opening segment of The Ecstasies Above. It's a work for chorus, string quartet, and solo vocal octet. And the performers on this recording is a professional choir based in Austin, Texas, called Conspirare, and it's conductor Craig Hella Johnson. This is Tarek O'Regan's Ecstasies Above.
Thank you.
after having a successful season this year, I would presume that next year is going to bring more exciting things, right?
You know, I'm thrilled about our plans for next season, particularly for all nonprofit arts groups, performing arts groups. It's a difficult time to make ends meet, but I think if it's a time where what we do becomes an essential part of the cultural life, artistic life in a community, and we are moving full steam ahead in presenting the best possible choral music for the Rhode Island and Southern New England communities. We'll begin our season, actually, with our third appearance at the First Works Festival, the First Works Prov Festival. It's now a fall festival. It's a terrific program that we've had the privilege of being on, including this year. And next season, we're going to be presenting an American Masterpieces concert of 20th century and 21st century music for chorus and percussion. And this will include a work by Lou Harrison for chorus and gamelan, pieces by Philip Glass, Steve Reich, and a world premiere by Tarek O'Regan, whose music we just heard and we're here at the end of the program. We'll follow that up with our third annual performance of Handel's Messiah with the Rhode Island Philharmonic at Vets Auditorium in December, as well as a program with Dave Brubeck on his 89th birthday in Cranston in early December, that we're so thrilled to collaborate with Mr. Brubeck and his quartet once again. We will be presenting in the spring of 2010 the epic and monumental Mozart Requiem at VMA, and then complete our season with a performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony under the direction of Larry Radcliffe in collaboration with the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra.
Excellent. Chris, why don't you one more time tell us dates and times for next weekend?
All right. The concerts are June 6th, 8 p.m. at St. Joseph's Church on the east side of Providence, and June 7th, 3 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. We have details about the program and directions on our website at providencesingers.org.
Chris, I want to thank you once again for being with us on Conducting Conversations. You always manage to bring in some great music and interesting topics. And Andrew, thank you for being here and sharing your expertise with our audience.
Thanks so much.
Well, you have one more piece for you to listen to. We'll go out listening to this. And Andrew, why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. This is the conclusion of Tarek O'Regan's The Ecstasies Above. This is a piece we'll be performing with the Aurea Ensemble. And you can find a link to their website on our website. You can learn more about this dynamic troupe of Rhode Island artists. And we're excited to present this piece by Tarek O'Regan, setting Edgar Allan Poe's Israfel.
All right. Thanks once again. And thanks for listening to Conducting Conversations. See you next week. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.